listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All right. Well, we've had a little activity here in the office today, and David, I'm afraid we may have shared some hidden secrets from the depths of the pastor's
We did talk about that, just a little. Although my story didn't go out on the air.
Yours did not.
No, it did not.
Oh, my.
Yours did.
But the treasure trove of treasure pastoral trove stories.
Experiences.
You know, the health, the whole health agenda prompts us to do different things. I had a dear brother. He now is with the Lord, too. He was a senior pastor for a lot of years, and he... he seemed to get caught up in a lot of marketing, schemes. I'll say marketing opportunities. He was always wanting to introduce me to the greatest, newest product, and a lot of times they were health items. He had pills for your gas tank at one time. They were putting these pills into the tank of your car to increase your gas mileage.
Really?
And I'm not sure how that worked out for him. I decided not to do that. But he almost convinced me to take a detoxing internal cleansing pill.
And the chili one.
But I asked him if there were any side effects from this.
Can you say those on the air?
Well, he said it was difficult to go out in public for a couple days. I didn't fall for that one, but you know, he offered me that great deal. Just try it, you know, you can try it for free, and then if it works out for you, you need to do this, you know, every so many months you really need to clean things out,
Just $89.95,
something like that. But well, amen, amen. There's been a lot of those things, and they're nice to look back on. And
sure.
Amen.
I think it's what they call network marketing.
Network marketing.
And we were drawn into some of those too, you know. But I've sworn off.
That's a contagion in the church. Isn't it?
It is. Well,
or used to be. Not so much anymore.
The way I found them often is they sort of glommed onto the church. There were many people in the church.
Yes, of course.
And to say how wonderful these all were, great products, and you make a lot of money, and you know, you would involve people, and then you'd be their upline.
Oh yes,
you know,
yes,
and
yes.
All that stuff,
and forever have income.
Forever,
of course.
Yeah. That part didn't ever work out. But
did you ever notice that it was mostly forever outgoing?
Yes, was forever outgoing. Yeah, there were mythical people that were way above you
somewhere,
you know. And frankly, the one thing I did learn out of the first time I was involved is the phrase tax write-off, because I never made any money, I lost money. So we get to write that off, which is great.
Oh, you can do that.
How many years can I go back?
I can't tell you. I'm not a CPA.
Just wondering if we go back 50 years or 60 years or something like that and write all that off.
There's
got to be a statute of limitation, some kind of a limitation. Well, let's give the phone numbers out. Somebody's going to want to call. This is Prayer and Share. We are in the last hours, and we're not totally delirious, but, you know, we may be sliding a little bit.
Fast approaching.
Yes.
Because it is a lot of days, and this is only 9 days. We normally do 10 days.
That's right.
And somehow I feel like we've been slightly cheated, but I feel like I'm tired enough to have done 10 days.
Really?
But
that number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
We're right now at 166,573, and we still have plenty of matching funds and looking for your donation today. Give us a call. Let us know what God has put on your heart to give. And you know, when you give to WCNO, you are giving to see lives changed. And I have this big stack of prayer requests. David, I think this is as big of a stack as we've ever had.
Yes, I believe
a lot
so.
Of prayer requests. You know, we have prayer requests for family members, children, for husbands to be saved, you know, for wives, for sickness. One thing we haven't had a lot of is for jobs. You know, in the past, we've had a lot of people praying for work. We haven't really seen that this year. And we've had some praise reports. I'm really thrilled at that one testimony, how by listening to the station, they returned to the Lord, how the ministry really impacted their life, and God used that to bring them back into faith. And the gentleman's wife also is serving God today. That's quite excellent. And so there's just a lot of meaningful prayer requests that have come in during prayer and share, and we thank God for all of that. And let's see what this says. Oh, yeah. This was the one. I was listening on the radio, and I knew that there is no better way to spend this $100 but to give it to the Lord. Yeah, I remember that came in. That was pretty cool. I think that was a donation that came through the front door. So we've had donations coming through the door. We've been able to talk with a lot of our people. And I always have moments of highlight, you know, of a prayer and share that I think back over. And most of the time at the end of prayer and share, I'm ready to write another letter because of just the praise reports, testimonies that have come out. And we've had some great ones. And it was wonderful to have Alexander with us yesterday. You know, that was, I thought that was quite great. And I enjoyed having Arlen Payne. The pastor, the pastor missionary that is down on the Seminole Indian Reservation, Big Cypress, I believe, and you know, him sharing about the Seminole Indians and how God's opened up ministry to them, and how WCNO is strategically placed to cover the majority of the reservations in the state of Florida. I thought that was really neat. I'd never heard that or thought about that, and so that was pretty great, and to hear his report. In reference to younger families and young people seeming to be more interested in spiritual things. But one thing I did hear from him is that workers are needed in the harvest.
Yes, they are.
If I heard him right, it sounded like he pretty much does everything himself. You know, he talked about doing the music and the preaching, and you know, could use assistance with several different things on the reservation. And so, you know, if that's something God's put in your heart, if you live down around, I think he lives in Hollywood down that way. If that is, you know, if God's touching your heart and calling you to connect and be involved in meaningful ministry, here's a pastor who's a missionary that's looking for some help to minister in the reservation church. So that could be good.
The one thing with him is that didn't he sound like he's cool as a cucumber?
It does, yeah.
You know, he does his thing, and he's not bothered by anything. But, you know, that's totally the grace of God. And,
it is.
That is the grace
really
of God.
Really a blessing.
And 30-some years of ministry there. Oh, yeah. And if you know, to look at his credentials, he is very well educated. And could probably be in many large churches as a pastor, but this is where God's called him, and he's very, very pleased to be there. And he invited us to lunch. I think wasn't it kind of like an invitation to lunch? Come on the first Sunday.
They have a meal, and he says it's extraordinary food. Native Americans that do their native dishes and.
Yeah, I didn't understand the spam stuff. Do you think that's Native American?
Maybe a combo, you know. Spam was not invented by the Native Americans.
Maybe ham.
But did you know the highest consumer of spam in the world? Do you know what place that is?
No.
I couldn't begin to guess.
Guam? Highest per capita.
Really?
Consumer of spam. Yes. I guess during the war, you know, when the troops were going in and out of Guam, because that was one of the places they would land on their way to, you know, out in the middle of the Pacific. You know, spam was big back then. And they have kept that tradition to this day. They have so many spam dishes.
Really?
Yes. Well, it's part of their culture. It's part of the life there.
So is spam real meat?
It's.
I don't know.
It's
I know we had it when we were little.
Meat parts that have been ground up and then pressed into a cake.
Small container.
Well, yeah, that's right. It's
stuffed into a container.
Just dumped into a small metal container.
It must have been really cheap because we ate cheap things in our house when I was a kid. But we had Spam sandwiches a lot. Mm-hmm. And if they were, you know, if the Spam was fried, I kind of liked it fried.
That's how we would. My dad discovered Spam in the Navy.
Okay.
During World War II. And so he brought that dish home with us, and we had Spam on occasion,
Well, he said something about Spam and tomatoes.
Wow.
Some kind of a dish. Yes.
Interesting. But you know, just I was thinking about him that my pastor in Hawaii was on the Navajo reservation. The Lord called him. I think he was part Navajo.
Okay.
And after he left Hawaii, he lives on the reservation and he ministers to the Navajo people. That's a real special calling.
Yes, it is.
Well, we have a donation coming in from our new website. Can we still call it new, even though it's
still new? A
couple weeks old?
Oh, it's going to be new for a while.
It'll be new for a while.
For like 6 months, maybe.
6 months, yeah, at least.
So we have Mike and Wendy from Port St. Lucie making a one-time gift of $250.
Oh,
it's a pledge.
Amen.
It's a pledge.
Hallelujah.
So that's a pledge that's
so
incoming.
So it works.
It does work. Isn't that great?
It's great that it's working.
That is awesome.
Yes.
And it, you know, it looks very different from what we produce in-house here. And so we can tell that that's definitely a new pledge from website. Is this the way it came out, just like this? Just like this. Isn't that awesome? All right. Well, that's going to be a great blessing. Thank you very much. We're just going to add that in right now.
Knocking
and
that
that's going to bring us to 22, because somebody may want to actually give something like that. 22,465.
Okay.
So that is an awesome donation. Thank you very much, Mike and Wendy. And we're adding that in to our fund, matching that up with the gifts that have come in from the Higgins family. Thank you so very much. We do appreciate it. We do appreciate it. Normally, you'd be listening to Wednesday Live this afternoon. Due to prayer and share, we're actually preempting that today, and I know that you're missing that. We will be back to regular programming the first of the week, and so you'll be able to catch back up again with that. All right. The phone number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And I can just tell already that we are going to have a little more levity in the afternoon. Just like that. Should have pulled the volume down.
Shadow of your wings.
All right. And we're continuing this afternoon with the goodness of God. And yes, it is not Wednesday Live. This is Friday afternoon. Thank you, team, for awakening me to that reality. Yes, I'm not sure what I was even going to say earlier.
You were saying that Pastor Sam Chess program was coming on.
Yes, and that's and Grace that's Emmanuel.
It's what you'll be missing because we're here talking.
Yeah, but so it's not Wednesday. It's not Wednesday Live. It's Grace Emmanuel, isn't it? All right, we do have a new pledge. I mentioned that coming in, and that was online, and that's really great. And with our new website, we get to see some of these new formats because the new software puts it out in a very clear way. This is really helpful because, and I don't know if there's extra information for them to enter, but it came out extremely clear. But it's a $250 donation, and that's really great. And I did not add that into the computer yet, but I added into the matching funds. So give us a call this afternoon. Let us know what the Lord's put on your heart to give. We are still a long ways away, but we're thankful for every one of you who have given.
Amen.
So the number 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And we will go to another song at this time.
All right, we are back. We do need a lot of phone calls, and we don't want them to be at 5:45 p.m.
Well, we'll take a lot of 5:45
too, but
we will take them, but we would like a lot of phone calls now.
Yes.
And that would also help to keep us on our toes.
Yes, because we may be talking weird things.
Maybe. Well, we were just looking at this donation because it's coming in on our new webpage, and it's so clear. And all the information's there. That's really beneficial. for us to keep records, to go into QuickBooks, you know, to keep records for our donors. And so that's good. We're getting acquainted with these forms.
Yes, and that was one of the things with the upgrade to the website, that we would be able to differentiate whether it's a text message or a credit card
this
donation.
Does that. We can clearly see what this is.
Yes.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah, that's great. All right, so we're very thankful for Mike and Wendy going online, making that donation, a $250 donation, and we just added that in. And we also have from David, this is an online donation, and it has absolutely no information. So, you know, I'm not sure what the difference is, but anyhow, one has no information. This has a lot of great information. But anyhow, both went through. So we thank you for that. Thank you, David, and thank you, Mike and Wendy. Next song is We Need a Miracle, and I'm going to just say we might need a miracle to get numbers out of David. I'm not sure, but we'll see. Yeah, I think
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, because he's not connected at all.
No, he's looking.
Oh, I'm sorry. 772. I got those numbers. I got them.
Are you sure?
Yeah. 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. We've had a number of Davids as givers, and I thought you were talking about...
the giver?
A giver, yeah.
Well, they're not here.
Well, no.
Dave's not here.
I'm not necessarily here either, yeah.
Well, you're normally siesting at this time.
This is true, yes.
And
is that a word, siesting?
Siesting it is now. Yeah, it's the verbal, it's the active verb of siesta.
Oh. Ah.
It's in the process of, maybe an adverb. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Good. It works.
It works.
Okay.
You're the same God today, and the same God tomorrow. Help me see the victory you already see. Let my faith be today what it will be tomorrow. When I've seen the victory you already see. Exceeding, abundant, beyond what we could ask or think. We call on your name, Jesus. Yeah. By the power of your name, the soul is filled, the battle has been won. On your promise I stand, and in faith I believe it, that what I pray in your name, it's already done. Oh, let your will be done. Oh, we need. And you.
glory. In the waiting, you get the glory. In the healing,
in the healing, you get the glory.
In the breaking,
in the breaking, you get the glory.
And in the breakthrough,
in the breakthrough,
you get the glory. You get the glory.
You get the glory.
Mm. 772-221-1100. This is the number to call.
It
to
is.
Donate today, the last day of prayer and share.
Last day.
772-221-1100.
And, of course, we entered in that donation from David for $25 and from Mike and Wendy for $250. And that brings us up to $166,848. So thanks be to God for that. We are not that far away from $170,000, David.
Praise God.
That would be
wonderful.
Quite nice to get to $170,000, $180,000, maybe $200,000. Mm. We're still a long ways from $225,000. And
yes,
so that is our operational budget. So, you know, someone may ask, well, what happens if you don't reach your operating budget? Well, we just might have to come back later,
yes,
maybe 3 months down the road, and come back on air for 2-3 days or something to raise what we're missing. So this is seen as our operational budget. That's what we understand it to be. Of course, we are in Palm City, home offices in Cocoa. And so, you know, a lot of the expenses do not come through here, really. We see some things, but we really manage the station here in Palm City. And so we're thankful that a lot of the paperwork we don't have to do. It's taken care of in Cocoa. But we do appreciate your participation today, and we do need a lot of calls this afternoon as we seek to move ahead. And, of course, you know, at this point, David, it is easy to be just a little droopy, but
yeah,
we will trust in the Lord that the Lord strengthens us. Amen.
As He always does.
He always does.
He always does.
Yeah. Well, I think we did have from Pauline. Pauline sent a bunch of food along, and so Pauline again today enjoyed some of that. I see a salad back there still, and there's still some pastas and different kinds of pasta dishes and a little bit of pizza that's left. But Pauline really blessed us with a lot of stuff.
A ton of stuff.
My
yes.
goodness. My goodness. I almost felt like we should be stopping traffic, you know, to share out there.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're real hungry and you like cold Italian food, just stop in here, let us know, and we'll go through the boxes. I mean, they haven't even been opened, many of them, so we're going to have to figure out how to enjoy the rest of this food. But we do thank you, Pauline. Albert's Manor, we've had a wonderful lunch provided with drinks and such forth, and additional blessing to be able to come into this day and probably enough to go into another day or so. So we do thank you for that. And I had some kind of a pasta dish today. It had spinach and tomatoes and mushrooms, and it was very tasty, very tasty. Enjoyed that. So sort of a Parmesan type sauce or something. It was good. All right, that number 772-221-1100. Dave, how is it after saying those numbers so many times that at this point in prayer and share, sometimes I'll get to 221 and I want to give other phone numbers? I don't know why that is.
Well, I think you touched on it earlier, is the exhaustion issue.
Maybe.
We've been hammering this for...
Two weeks.
And we've been all getting up. You get up early, but I don't get up early every day like I've had to.
Right.
So, and Karen, of course, early is not in her vocabulary. So
this is it breaks all the rules.
Strain, but you know, you do that for the Lord.
We do what we need to do.
We do what we need to do. But it is a little tiring. 772-221-1100. That's the number. Or many people have been going to our website, WCNO.com, and a brand new website. It's beautiful. And
it
you
is.
Can find that from the home page. Yeah, it works.
Works
very
well.
Nicely.
And, you know, we were just talking about the format of the pledge forms. This is great. So this is a pledge. Mm-hmm. And I saw a, this is, I don't know, we've had a few of these, but they come through and they're so... the format is so clean. It's clear. You know exactly what's going on, where it came from, and so that's really great. Well, you can also go on the web page and you can give or make a pledge, as this family has done that we were just talking about. And that's WCNO.com, or you can also text a donation to text WCNO to 24365. Text WCNO to 24365. All right, we're going to put this up here, and we are looking for your donation this afternoon. Phone lines are open, and we welcome you to give us a call. Let us know what the Lord's put on your heart to give. And if WCNO has been a blessing to you, let us know that.
Yes.
Tell us that. I mean, we enjoy hearing the stories and just celebrating what God has done in your life, and it's always good to hear that from our family.
Amen.
This is supposed to be the rain song.
Okay, it sounds like it.
Yeah, it sounded like rain, doesn't it? Did the ladies go to... The ladies may have went to solve some world problems or something,
I'm not sure. Sherry's on the phone.
Oh, okay, good.
Karen is looking into something concerning...
Green rivers in this wasteland, clouds into the sky. Bring springs of life into the wells that have been run dry. Rise up in this city, gather in this light. Fall down on your people, your glory and your life. Rain, Lord, with thirst for water. Rain, we are desert land. Rain on your sons and daughters. Rain, bring your rain again. Speak dreams into this water, envision to this land. Let oceans be divided and bring forth life again. Rise up in this city, gather in this light. Pour down on your people your glory and your life. Rain, Lord, with thirst for water. Rain, we are desert land. Rain on your sons and daughters. Rain, bring your rain again. Rain, Lord, with thirst for water. Rain, we are desert land.
in this wasteland, clouds into the sky. Rain, low if thirst for water. Rain, we are desert land. Rain on your sons and daughters. Rain, bring your rain again. Rain, low if thirst for water. Rain, we are desert land. Rain on your sons and daughters. Rain, bring your rain again. Bring your rain again. Let your water fall down. Bring your rain again now. Bring your rain again. Let your water fall down. Bring your rain again now.
Let's give those numbers out again, and let's hear from you. We have one caller online. We have other lines open.
772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100.
We do have a donation coming in from Leonard. And it is an online donation for $40. So we're going to add that in this afternoon. Let's get your call coming in here as well.
Yes, we need you and a lot of others calling in. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
That's exactly what it is.
It is. It hasn't changed a bit.
Has not changed a bit. Give us a call.
Presence, my love. victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, oh bright heaven's end. Heart of my own heart, whatever befalls, still be my vision, oh.
I may be in, 'cause I know there's power within me. Never rest. Sometimes it seems like I'm coming undone. This world can often feel lonely. No matter what, until this race is won, I will stand my ground where hope can be found. I will stand my ground where hope can be found.
Now that is exactly what God does. God takes all that's wrong, makes it right. New creation, the Word of God says. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Watson, thank you so much for your donation. Watson from Port St. Lucie calling in and making a donation this afternoon and saying with that donation, I stand with the Good News Station. Want to see WCNO stay strong on the air. And making that $100 donation this afternoon, that's a great blessing. And that's going to leave us with $22,325 in the matching funds bucket. And so we are looking to move ahead this afternoon. Every dollar you give is going to be matched up with other dear friends that believe in this ministry and stand with us. And of course, at the end of the day, we will be closing out prayer and share, at least for this time. And you may say, well, what happens if you don't meet the goal? Well, if we don't meet the goal, people may continue to give. We may have additional income that comes because maybe some of our family have not sent their response cards in early enough, or at least so we could get knowledge of them. We will continue to receive donations, I'm sure, over the next month or two, new donations. And so if you have received a letter and with a response card and you're planning to mail that in, you just haven't got to it yet, understand that's exactly what happens. A number of people will mail those in after the fact, and we will add those in and monitor where we are. And, you know, if we end up falling short and not meeting our need at some point down the road, we'll just have to come back and do another fundraising event to raise mm-hmm. what's lacking, because the listener share support is imperative for us to do the ministry. And so it's critical, David. It's critical.
It is. Yeah.
When you're listener supported, that's what it means, you know.
That's right.
Of course, if we didn't have listeners, we wouldn't need to be here. But since we have listeners and we need to be here, we want to be here, it does require some support from our family. And we certainly understand that these times are challenging. And we understand that prices are up, and many of you are on a fixed income of some sort. And so you may not have as much free discretionary funds that you could make available. And so if that's the case, we understand. But if you have $5 or $10, maybe $50 or $100 or something like that, don't think that's a small amount. That adds up when we get the family together and get things taken care of. But some of you are able today to make a significant donation. And if you're able to do that, you're able to make a legacy gift, you're able to make a significant donation today of maybe several hundred dollars or $1,000 or maybe several thousand dollars. There may be someone listening that would be able to step up, as a couple other families have, and say, I'll match, I can bring $10,000 in, I can bring $20,000 in to the operation budget. I can invest that into the kingdom of God. And so, though we talk about this being the operation budget, understand this is Christian radio. And so when you give to WCNO at this time, you are broadcasting. You are providing the means by which people are able to hear the Word of God. And there's not a lot of middlemen in between. The costs here are really very low. We have a very tight ship. We have a very small staff. And a lot of ministry goes out of here, David, from this location. And so anyone who has a business of any size and understands what it costs to just carry insurances and the buildings, cost of buildings, maintenance, and all of that, and staff, and vehicles, and electric. We have, you know, huge electric use as a station. All of these things add up, and so you understand that. And it's from our listeners that we receive this share that balances out the ministry so that programs can be on this station at an affordable rate. So you actually are carrying a share of those programs.
That's right.
And so, you know, when you think about many of the programs raise money on their own independently, mm-hmm. but when you give to WCNO, you are in a sense also giving to those different programs, because they would have no place to go mm-hmm. if we weren't providing the avenue. And we greatly reduce the rate so they can be here. And I say we. Actually, we is not David and I sitting in the studio that mm-hmm. we give to this ministry. We're talking about we, all of our family, makes yes. it possible for these programs to be on air. And without that, they would simply have programs with no place to go. So
that's right.
We do appreciate your support. As you know, we will be coming up on our 34th anniversary, coming up on the 9th. And so that's pretty quick. And so for 34 years, we've done exactly what we're doing today, David. Yeah. And looking back through the file, you know, there's some years when the funds came in quicker, some years they came in slower. Some years it took, instead of 2 weeks, it may have taken 3, 4, or 5 weeks to actually raise the operational budget. And there were times when that's exactly what took place here. Tom told me that there were times mm-hmm. that happened. And looking back through the records, I can see how that could have happened. Even since I've been here, mm-hmm. we have raised additional funds during the 6 months when we did not fully match our or meet our needs. And so that can take place. So if you're wondering how does that work, that's how that works. But those of you who give. You give every time we have a fundraiser. You stand with us. You support. That is so important, and we thank you for that. And then we have many people who listen and are blessed by the ministry who have not yet given. And so why not be a part today? We're only $58,012 away, $58,012 away from fully meeting our budget. So what can you give toward that? Can you give $50 or $500 or maybe $1,000, maybe $5,000? I don't know. Maybe somebody this afternoon could make a $10,000 or a $20,000 or $25,000 donation, and it would be great for us to be able to fully meet this. But there again, it's in the hands of the Lord, and we don't know how God's going to take care of this at this time. We just know that God's going to take care of it, and we certainly are way over the halfway mark. And so